In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。
Today I'd like to share with the topic of the widow's oil.
今天我想要用这个主题寡妇的油来跟大家分享。
Please turn to 2 Kings chapter 4.
请大家翻开列王记下第四章。
2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1 to 7.
列王记下第四章一到七节。
2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7.
列王记下四章一到七节。
Now a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor has come to take my two children." To be his slaves. Verse 2.
第二节。
And Elijah said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "The maid servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go, borrow vessels and at the lodge for yourself from all your neighbors." Even empty vessels do not get a few, for and you shall go in and shut the door behind you, and your son, and pour out into all these vessels. And you shall set aside what is full. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They were bringing the vessels to her, and she poured. Verse 6.
六节。
And it came about when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not one vessel more." And the oil stopped. Then she came and called the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debts. That you and your sons can live on the rest." I think chapter 4, this second king, this story, the widow story is very, considered one of popular, and we know this story very well.
我想这个在列王记下第四章所记载寡妇的油这个故事大家应该都很熟悉。
And during the time, I think some of people wants to follow Elisha.
在那个时候，有一些人想要做以利沙的门徒。
They were being trained to follow as a follower of a prophet Elisha, so they want to help this with the holy work.
他们想要被训练成为他的门徒，所以他们来帮助以利沙。
But we have noticed here one of a prophet's servant he died.
但是我们可以看到这边说到说其中一个仆人他死了。
So now his wife now support the family.
所以现在他的太太就必须要来支撑整个家庭。
I'm sure because this ancient time is very hard that as a woman to support the family.
我想在那个古时候作为一个女性要来支撑一个家是非常困难的。
Well, it's not like nowadays, you know, the woman can go out to work very easily and get a job.
不像现在的时代，一个女性可以很轻易的到外面去工作。
And such as like the life of a numeric society, or this time maybe there's a farming society. So the men mostly work and support a family.
在那个时代，他们的主要的工作都是比较农业性、比较劳动性的，所以对一个女性来说是很困难。
But now, her husband is.Is dead.
现在她的丈夫死了。
So she cannot support her family. Yes, she borrow, I'm sure, money to support her family.
所以她为了要来支撑这个家，她就开始借债。
Now you have noticed that there's two children.
我们也注意到她这边提到说她还有两个儿子。
Now it's both of them, and these two children also now jeopardized to be the slavery.
所以我们可以看到这里说到说这个债主要把这两个儿子拿去当奴仆。
Such condition it's a very considered a harsh and a desperate situation for the servant's wife.
所以这个状况对这个寡妇而言是一个非常困难的一个境况。
So now this lady, a woman, came up and cried out to Elijah.
所以这个寡妇就来跟以利沙来求救。
She cried out to ask some help.
她就来到以利沙前面，然后来请求以利沙的帮忙。
With a very desperate situation.
是在一个非常绝望的一个情况下。
Sometimes our faith, it's kind of we can see our life past.
有时候我们的信仰也是一样。
When everything is ready and everything is enough, then naturally our faith is not enough to draw enough to close to God.
当我们回顾我们生活的时候，我们发现当我们的生活很平顺的时候，有的时候我们的信仰就不足，然后我们没有来亲近神。
Faith sometimes grow up when we find out there's empty, when there is the lack of something in our life.
反而是在我们有一些需要的时候，当我们有困难的时候，我们的信仰得到成长。
I heard that we have the Bolton Park Church about month later, we have a spiritual convocation.
我们知道伯恩教会在一个月之后会有灵恩会。
Because before the spiritual convocation, this is my last appear here to share the messages.
在这个灵恩会之前，这会是我最后一次在这里跟大家证道。
So I try to bring this message to encourage all the brothers and sisters here.
所以我想要把这个信息传给大家，作为彼此的勉励。
I think we can help ourselves what is empty within our life.
我们来思考一下什么叫做在我们的生命当中我们要倒空。
So that we can cry out to God.
这样子我们就可以来求告神。
Maybe a month later we have when the spiritual convocation come to us.
那在一个月以后当我们有灵恩会的时候。
Then how much our heart is ready to cry out to God.
我们的心有多么恳切的在呼求神。
If we do not think about our Christian life,
如果我们今天没有在思考我们自己基督徒的生命，
maybe everything in your life is smooth enough.
那我们生活当中也许都很平顺。
Of course, we can say everything is content.
也许我们可以说我们很满意为我们现在的生活。
Maybe because not much need his help.
也许我们觉得我们并不太需要神的帮助。
But if we do not have a desire for our we don't have any desire to cry out to God.
但是如果今天我们没有这个欲望想要来呼求神，
That means our faith is actually quite distant from God.
这代表我们的信仰实际上是跟神有一个距离的。
I hope that we can find out things that we need in our life and Christian life.
我希望我们可以在我们的生活当中以及在基督徒的生命当中发现一些我们需要跟神来求的一些欠缺。
Just like this wife, he cried out to Elijah for help.
就像这个寡妇在这里跟以利沙来求救。
Now, if you look at Isaiah chapter 36,
让我们看以赛亚书36章。
There's a story about the King Hezekiah.
这边提到一个王。
Actually, King Hezekiah, he have gone through the many difficulties and during his kingdoms.
提到说西西家王实际上在那时候他的国家遇到了很多困难。
And this story is Isaiah chapter 37. This also second king also this one from chapter 18 also you mentioned about this story anyway.
在列王记下事实上也有提到这一段的历史，在以赛亚书36章37节提到。
But during the time of King Hezekiah, the nation is not that strong.
这边可以看到在那个时代西西家王他的王国并不是很强盛。
It's not strong enough they themselves, he himself to protect his nation, his kingdom, securely.
他自己没有足够的能力来保护他的国家。
Now, according to Isaiah chapter 36, there's a king mentioned the chapter 36 verse 1.
在以赛亚书36章第一节这边提到。
And here the king of Assyria, they come up, and come down to the kingdom of Judah to seize them all.
这里提到亚述王希拿基利上来攻击 犹大的一切坚固城将成攻取。
It's like a situation is quite desperate for the king Hezekiah.
所以这边可以看到，这个情况是在西西家王非常的紧急的时候。
As a king, he cannot defend his kingdom.
作为一个国王，他没有办法来保卫自己的国家。
But I think most of the people now blame to king then.
因为我们也可以看到，现在我们常常也是很容易来把这些事情怪罪到王上
身上。This time he was great under the great stress.
所以他是在一个很大的压力之下。
Later, one of the men of a king Assyria and urge him to surrender.
在这边，亚述王来要求说他要投降。
That's what the story chapter 36 mentioned later on verse 13.
所以可以继续一直看三十六章直到十三节。
Let's look at the chapter 36, verse 13 and 14.
让我们继续看以赛亚书三十六章十三节十四节。
And then Rabsakeh, a student, cried with a loud voice in Judea, and said, "Hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus say the king, do not let Hezekiah deceive you.And for he will not be able to deliver you. Now here, the man of king of Assyria now came up with a loud voice and then urged his people of King Hezekiah to surrender. Do not trust King Hezekiah.
在这边我们可以看到亚述的一个人，他就出来大声喊着说，不要再被西西家欺哄了，是要求说他们来。对亚述王来投降。
It is a quite desperate situation.
这是一个非常紧急的时候。
In a sense, very similar like in a Second King chapter 4 here, this widow.
同样类似的情况就发生在列王记下第四章寡妇的情况。
There's no way out.
他没有任何其他的方法。
The only way he can come to God.
唯一的一个可以想的办法就是来。
So what the king Hezekiah did, he came up, he prayed to God.
所以西西家王他做的事情就是他来求告神。
Let's look at Book of Isaiah chapter 37 verse 1.
让我们看以赛亚书三十七章第一节。
And when King Hezekiah heard it, he tore his cloth and covered himself with a sackcloth and entered the house of the Lord.This is what the king Hezekiah responded right away after he heard from the man of king Assyria.
当西西家王他听到亚述王的要求之后，这是西西家王做的第一个反应。
In verse chapter 37 verse 14 on, and this is he come into the temple of God, he pray.
在三十七章第一节这边提到说，他进入神的殿。
This is desperately he prayed to God to ask God's help.
这是一个非常非常紧急的一个要求，求神的帮助。
At this moment, no one can help King Hezekiah.
在那时候，没有一个人能够来帮助西西家王。
But he come to God, he get the answer.
但是他来到神的殿而得到回应。
God listened to his prayer.
神垂听了他的祷告。
In verse 21.
在二十一节提到。
Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent word to Hezekiah saying, "Thus said the Lord, the God of Israel, because you have prayed to me about the Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, this is the word that Lord has spoken against him." So here God listened to his prayer.
所以在第二十一节这边，我们可以看到神垂听了西西家王的祷告。
The God responded right away after he heard his desperate situation, and then now respond to the king Hezekiah.
神当他听到西西家王迫切的祷告之后，他就马上回应。
It's important that when we have a trouble in our life, when we lose something from our very precious one in our life.
所以这对我们来说非常重要。当我们在生活当中，失去了一些很珍贵的东西。
That we can come to God, we pray to God.
我们可以来到神面前来跟神祷告。
Prayer is a different kind of prayer.
祷告有各式各样的祷告。
And some people pray just a relaxation with the prayer. Some people seeking for the selfish way seeking in their life.
有一些人祷告也许是带了一些自私的原因。
Now we can pray to God with a sincere heart, with a true faith, with an empty heart.
但是我们也可以来，到神面前，然后做一个非常，非常真诚的一个祷告。
So let God can hear our voice.
所以神可以听到我们的祷告。
If our prayer is not sincere enough.
如果说我们的祷告并不是真诚的
，When we can physically kneel down, we pray to God.
我们仍然是可以在外表上面，在肉体上面跪下来祷告。
But I hope that the coming of spiritual convocation here.
但是我希望在接下来要举开的灵恩会当中
，All the brothers and sisters, we can really cry out to God from our heart.
我希望每一个弟兄姐妹都可以是从心底真诚的来向神求告。
Just like a king Hezekiah.
就像西西家王做的。
Even later on, God even sentenced him that he can no longer can recover from his illness.
甚至神之后还答应他说他可以从他的疾病当中康复。
Even at that time, he prayed to God sincerely.
因为那时候他对神非常恳切的祷告。
God listened to his prayer, gave him 15 years of extra of his life.
所以神垂听他的祷告，并且多给他15年的寿命。
So hope that we get our prayer is enough sincere enough touch the God's heart.
所以我希望我们的祷告能够非常的恳切，非常真诚，能够来感动神。
I think the spiritual convocation is a good time for us.
我想灵恩会对我们来说是非常好的一个机会。
Few days we can prepare our heart, we can cry out to God.
在这几天当中，我们可以来洁净我们的心，然后来专心的对神祷告。
I hope that our heart is like a poor in spirit.
我希望我们的心里面是充满了神的灵。
So that God can listen to our prayer.
所以神可以来垂听我们的祷告。
When Daniel chapter 9, Daniel he read the scriptures at that time.
当但以理书第九章那边提到但以理在
He found out the 70 years exile is come from his ancestors because they're unfaithful to God.
他知道说那70年的被掳是因为他的祖先们的不信神。
So he determined himself, himself he prayed to God.
所以他立志他要对神祷告。
And that time God listened to his prayer.
在那时候神就垂听他的祷告。
Let's look at the Daniel chapter 9.
让我们看但以理书第九章。
Daniel chapter 9 from verse 1.
但以理书第九章第一节。
Let's read from verse 2, yes.
让我从第二节开始念。
The Daniel chapter 9 from verse 2 to 6.
但以理书第九章二到六节。
Now in the year of his reign, I Daniel observed in the books the number of the years which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet for the completion of the desolation of Jerusalem, namely 70 years.So I gave my attention to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplication with a fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Verse 4.
第四节。
And I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed and said, Alas, O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant and the loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandment. We have sinned, committed iniquity,act wickedly and rebelled, even turn aside from thy commandments and ordinances. Verse 6.
第六节。
Moreover, we have not listened to thy servant, the prophets, who spoke in thy name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. And here, the Daniel, he find out the 70 years of exile.As a judgment of God to Israelite.
在这里，但以理书知道这七十年是因为从神的审判来的。
So he determined himself. He prayed to God.
所以他就定义向神祈求恳求。
In a sense, because he's doing the during the time of 70 years exile, he himself now.
事实上，他是经历了这七十年的被掳。
Maybe he can excuse himself. There's nothing related with himself of this judgment that his ancestors have done. Because his life now, he faithful to God at that time.
也许说他可以用作为一个借口来说，这其实这些错误的事情都是祖先做的，跟他自己无关，他自己是非常的有益。
He doesn't have to put on sackcloth. He can fast and pray to God.
他并不需要来披麻蒙灰来跟神来悔改。
Because 70 years already appointed to Jewish in his life already.
因为这七十年的惩罚已经是发生在他当时的犹太人身上。
Why I have to myself alone to be, you know, to in front of God to repent?
为什么我这个个人需要在神面前来认罪呢？
But when he find out that this is the, his people's fault in front of God, he himself first, he sat down, he prayed to God.
但是实际上当但以理发现说这个七十年是为了神对他的犹太人的一个惩罚之后，他来认罪。
When he prayed to God, God listened to his prayer.
当他来跟神祈祷的时候，神就垂听。
Verse 20.
在第二十节。
20 and 21 and 22.
20节到22节。
Now while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin, and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God be behalf of the holy mountain of my God, while I was still speaking in prayer, then the man of Gabriel, whom I have seen in the vision previously, came to me in my extreme awareness and the time of the evening offering.And he gave me instruction and talked with me and says, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you insight with understanding. At this time, when Daniel, he kneeled down and prayed to God with prayer of repentance.
这里说到当但以理跪在神面前恳求的时候，
At this time, there's one the name Gabriel, which is the angel of God, came down.
这边提到说有一个加百列就是天使。
And this angel came to talk to Daniel. So verse 22 says, "I have now come forth to give you insight with understanding."
在二十二节提到说，他就对但以理说，我要使你有智慧，有聪明。
This prayer then for the Daniel was very crucial, actually.
事实上但以理的祷告是非常重要的。
So far, Daniel have a lot of experience of God already.
在这里其实但以理已经有很多跟神的经验的体验。
I thought about Daniel at this time if he didn't pray for this prayer.
但是我觉得在这里如果但以理没有做这样的祷告，
Still, his life is enough to be satisfied with God.
他的生命应该是已经足够在神面前称为一个满足的生命。
Yet do not have this insight and understanding.
但是他那时候可能没有这样的聪明，这样的智慧。
At this time, when Daniel he prayed to God with this humble prayer.
但是在这里，他谦卑的向神恳求。
God gave him an extra blessing into his life.
神就带给他额外的恩惠。
And the blessing of understanding of God's will.
这边提到说给他是给他有神的智慧，神的聪明。
Also, God gave him an insight.
神也给他聪明。
He received an extra blessing from God.
这是神给他的额外的恩惠。
Sometimes our Christian life, we can look at ourselves, we can say, well, maybe this much is enough.
也许有的时候我们来反省我们的生活，我们会觉得说这样已经够了。
But when we say this much is enough, at that times, at the moment, actually our faith is sliding down.
但是实际上当我们说去这样的话，说这样已经足够的时候，其实就代表我们的信仰已经在。
But we find out that Daniel continues seeking the better way, his faith.
但是我们可以看到在这里，但以理一直不停地在追求更好。
When he discovered the same 70 years of exile,
当他发现了这七十年的被掳
，With his personal life, there's no such things in need of anymore, actually.
在对他来说，对他个人的生活来说，他并不需要有什么其他的改变。
He came from Jerusalem, now move into the Babylon. Now he became a prime minister in the nations.
他是从耶路撒冷被带出来，然后来到巴比伦。现在他已经成为了一个宰相。
He experienced of God already many times.
他已经从神当中体验到很多。
But yet that he find out that this is he needed he himself to kneel down, he prayed to God.
但是在这里，他仍然觉得他个人有这个需要，需要来跟神祈祷。
Actually, this prayer is not for him, but actually pray like his own sin that actually repent in front of God.
事实上，这个祷告并不是为他自己而已，而是为他的为以色列民来认罪。
God listened to his prayer.
而神垂听他的祷告。
God provide the insight and understanding.
神就赐给他智慧，赐给他聪明。
Do we know the Daniel chapter 9 after on? This is a great understanding.
我们可以看到，在但以理书九章之后，但以理有很了不起的聪明。
Now the second king chapter 4 here, the woman.The widows came to Elijah.
所以回到列王记下第四章这边提到寡妇来到以利沙面前。
Desperate conditions need help.
是在一个非常绝望的情况需要帮助。
He came to Elijah now need your help.
他跟以利沙哀求说我需要帮忙。
But Elijah says, "What shall I do for you?" Chapter 4, verse 2 here says.
以利沙在第二节这边跟他讲说我可以为你做什么呢？
And he mentioned about that he's a she mentioned about her difficulties.
所以他就把他家中的困难跟以利沙讲。
And he mentioned what's in your house.
那以利沙问他说你的家中有什么呢？
And she mentioned about that there's a jar of oil.
他就提到说除了一瓶油。
This jar of oil is not much a big deal for her and for everybody actually.
这个一瓶油其实是微不足道的。
It considers little amount of oil, which means.
这只代表了有很少许的油而已。
This is all I have.
他说这就是我所有的。
Maybe because your life and my life, we have things that we have is a very small amount.
也许在我们的生活当中，我们所拥有的是非常少的东西。
Because we are all the Christians, we have something in a spiritual sense. We have something within our Christian life.
以属灵来说，我们基督徒的生命有一些东西。
Maybe things that have something is not that much we can value.
也许说在我们的生活当中并没有什么值得来很有价值的东西。
But here, the Elijah used this jar of oil.
但是在这里，以利沙就是利用了这一瓶油。
Now Elijah talked to her, said, "Go and borrow many vessels, containers."
以利沙说，去，你去向你的众邻舍借空器皿。
You go out to neighbor, bring all these empty vessels.
从你的邻舍当中来借空器皿。
It requires faith.
这个是需要信心。
The why he doing, he doesn't, she doesn't know at the moment.
在那时候，他并不知道以利沙要做什么。
It requires a submission.
这也代表了他有顺服的心。
Because she doesn't understand, yet just go out, bring all this, the vessel, bring into her place.
因为他其实并不了解，可是他还是遵从，然后去借了这些器皿。
The faith is a part of our Christian life to make a step to the different stage of our life.
信仰是让我们的生命提升到一个不同的境界。
When here the woman only just brought some few of the vessel into her house, maybe.
也许说这个寡妇只是把一些空器皿借到她家中。
Her experience of God is limited by there.
她跟神的体验也许就在那边。
But here the Elijah gave a very hint to this woman.
但是以利沙在这边告诉了寡妇这样说。
Verse 3 mentioned that not just the little but the a lot. Bring the large for yourself from all your neighbors, even empty vessel. Do not get a few.
在这里，以利沙事实上给他了一个暗示，就是这个空器皿不要少借，要多借。
When we come to God, we may pray to God.
当我们来到神面前来向神祷告
God testing our faith.
神也会试验我们的信心
Our receiving a blessing is according to our faith.
我们能够得到的祝福是看我们的信心大小
We can tell the when the spiritual convocation comes.
我们可以知道我们的灵恩会马上来到
Everybody receiving a blessing of God is different.
我们每一个人会获得的恩典是不一样的
We can say based upon your faith.
我们可以说这个祝福是看你的信心大。
You know this is an important moment for your spiritual life.
所以你知道在这个时候是对你的信仰非常重要。
You know this is two times a year you can ask him the blessing of God.
你知道这是一年只有两次你可以来跟神要求。
So you can set aside all the worldly matter set aside.
所以你要把世上的事情放在一边。
You and your whole household bring the empty vessel into the Lord.
你和你的全家就要把空器皿带到神面前。
Then you can receive the blessing of God there.
这样你就可以得到神的恩典。
But you may because you engage your business, whatever your life, you know, your work maybe.
但是也许你为了你的工作，为了你的事业。
Maybe you have another, maybe different kind of excuse in your life.
也许你有很多在你的生活当中有很多的借口。
So instead of bring the empty vessel,
所以你并没有把空器皿带来。
Then you can bring the maybe small vessel for yourself.
也许你只带来一个很小的器皿。
Of course, you can receive the blessing of God.
当然，你也是能够得到神的祝福。
But amount can be different.
但是那个分量就不一样。
I hope you can come to the Lord this spiritual convocation with a full of true faith.
所以我希望我们来到灵恩会是带着我们满满的信心。
Not only one, but whole household.
不，并不是你个人而已，是你全家。
And they encourage even all the people around your neighbor, even your friends, bring them all empty vessels.
并且也来邀请你的邻舍，邀请你的朋友一起带着他们的空气，你来到教会。
So let them experience of God with this empty vessel.
所以他们可以用他们的空气皿来体验神。
When God can pour out our empty vessel, we can feel, we can experience of God there.
当神把他的油加在我们的空气皿当中，我们就可以体验神。
Sometimes our faith is very limited.
很多时候我们的信仰是有限的。
Everything we can calculate with our own understanding.
很多时候我们用我们自己的了解来了解神。
But that's why always, sometimes, many times, what we receive from the blessing of God is very limited.
所以很多时候我们从神得到祝福也是很有限。
God can pour out His blessing beyond our understanding.
但是神事实上是可以把他的恩典大大的加给我们，超过我们所求所想的。
Here the widow brought all this empty vessel from the neighbor and all her own place and put it in there ready.
所以你可以看到这边寡妇她把从邻舍那里借了很多的空器皿。
And she started pour the oil on the empty vessel.
所以她开始把油倒在器皿当中。
And one by one fill it up into this empty vessel.
一个一个把它倒满了。
There she can experience of God.
在那里她就体验到神。
And this oil is not come from her own.
这个油并不是从原来的油当中出来的。
She knows that it came from God.
她知道这个油是从神来的。
Christian life, we have the experience of God, you know, the daily basis.
基督徒生活必须要在我们的每天的生活当中体验神。
Otherwise, we think our life is based on our own managed our life, so we can success our own way, so we can maintain our life.
很多时候我们会想说我们是靠自己的力量所以我们可以有这样的生活。
So it's good to as a Christian life can challenge ourselves.
但是作为一个基督徒我们必须要来挑战我们自己。
So let the God can work with us so that we can experience of God.
所以神可以在我们身上动工神可以来给我们祝福。
Listen to Mark chapter 11.
让我们看马可福音11章。
Mark chapter 11.
马可福音十一章。
And Mark chapter 11, verse from 20.
马可福音十一章第二十节。
And as they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree wither from the roots up.And being reminded, Peter said to him,
21节
Rabbi, behold, the fig tree which you curse has withered. And Jesus answered, saying to them, Have a faith in God. 23
节
Truly I say to you, whoever say to this mountain, Be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted him. And therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they shall be granted you. Because well, this time we know that because this when Jesus passing through, when the already cursed this the fig tree, later the passing again, the disciple find out this fig tree now withered.
我们可以看到这个无花果树是之前他们经过的时候神耶稣诅咒他现在他们又经过这个无花果树他们发现已经枯干了
So the Peter talked to Jesus This fig tree is withered
彼得就跟耶稣说这个无花果树已经枯干了
And Jesus bring up right away he mentioned about the verse 22 says Jesus answered saying to them have faith in God
在二十二节提到说，耶稣马上回答他说：“你们当信服神。”
I don't think before, you know, when he's a disciple, when he passing through here, when Jesus cursed this tree, at that time I don't think he's a disciple think that this tree will be withered.
他们之前经过这个无花果树，当耶稣诅咒他的时候，我相信他的门徒也许不相信。
That's why the Peter commented that at this time, because when he passing through the tree, find out the one Jesus cursed now truly the wither from the root up.
所以彼得在经过的时候才会跟耶稣说，你所咒诅的无花果树已经枯干了。
Now Jesus at the moment said, faith in God.
所以耶稣回答说，你们当信服神。
And Jesus continually mentioned about the what is the faith.
耶稣在这里继续的来讲什么叫做信服神
And truly I say to whoever verse 23 whoever says to this mountain be taken up and cast into the sea and does not doubt it in his heart but believe that what he says is going to happen it shall be granted him
23节这边提到说我实在的告诉你们无论何人对这座山说你挪开此地投入海里他若心里不疑惑只信他所说的必成就必给他成了。
Since time of Jesus till now, these things never happened to us.
从耶稣的时代到现在，我们并没有看到这样的事情发生。
Anybody know that any mountain moved to here to there?
大家可以想到任何的一个山移动过吗
？But spiritually, it happened to us.
但是在灵里面，它曾经发生过。
Anybody who truly believed it is illogical.
任何一个人相信虽然听起来好像不太逻辑
Yet we believe in God
但是只要我们相信
We pray to God
我们向神祷告
God can help us
神就可以帮助我们
Sometimes I have noticed during the time of spiritual convocation is getting close
我有时候会发现到说当灵恩会接近的时候
There's a lot of excuse you know, in our daily business and the things we work so we cannot make our time for spend in the church
我会发现说我们就开始有很多的各式各样的理由因为工作因为事业因为其他的事情所以我们没有办法来
Logically maybe it doesn't make sense we can pray to God then God can help us to, God can save us for the time for worshiping him
从逻辑来说好像神并没有办法来帮助我们说我们能够把这个时间挪出来我们可以把这个事情放在一边
But with the faith if you pray to God
但是如果我们有信心来向神祷告
God can make your time
神就会让你有这个时间
God can save your time to come to the Lord your heart can draw near to him
神会让你预留这个时间让你来亲近神
If you have a faith
如果你有信心
you can come draw near to God
你就可以来亲近神
Many times you excuse to God I cannot come to you because communication.
所以我希望神来帮助各位弟兄姐妹，这次的灵恩会都能来到教会。
One the last verse, Galatians chapter 6.
让我们看最后一节圣经，加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8.
加拉太书第六章第七节和第八节。
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked.For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh but bless the one.
我希望在接下来的灵恩会当中，我们都可以在灵里面得到祝福。
We can sow today for the coming of speech convocation.
我们今天所撒种的，可以在灵恩会当中收到。
We sow to the Spirit today.
如果说我们今天是顺着圣灵撒种
，So end up of the speech convocation, we can experience of His Spirit of God, a fullness of Spirit of God, we can experience that.
所以在灵恩会当中，我们可以得到神丰丰富富的属灵的恩典。
And let's sing in 402.
让我们唱赞美诗402首。赞美诗402首。
So precious is it. Matthew chapter 5 said, Bless the poor in spirit.
在马太福音第五章提到，虚心的人有福了。
For theirs is the kingdom of God. Spiritually, the Spirit of God can fill up our heart.
在灵里面，神可以来充满我们。
That we can experience of true satisfaction from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就可以体会到从圣灵所来的真正的满足。
Then surely our life can be satisfied.
这样子，我们的生活才能真正得到满足。
We can ask God to help us.We will prepare ourselves for the upcoming spiritual convocation. We can kneel down and pray together.
所以我们现在要一起跪下来来祷告，来求神，让我们能够为灵恩会来预备。
So kneel down and pray together.
我们一起跪下祷告。